The McElroy brothers are not experts. And their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert. But if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
One, two, three. It's the start of something beautiful. A small acquaintance has blossomed. It's ripened into a precious friendship. I could have never seen what was coming for me. Hangs at the skate park, hangs by the beach. My life, it feels like.
My brother made an advice show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
What's up, Trav Nation? I'm your middlest brother, Travis Big Dog, Woof Woof, Vroom Vroom McElroy. Still scary.
What's up, Trav Nation? It's me, your sweet baby brother, 30 under 30 media luminary, Griffin Bill Fortuff McElroy. And hey. I am absolutely busting out of this teenager's Halloween costume.
Yeah, this has been a kind of an ongoing narrative. Somehow Griffin's costume has shrunk, and it is just getting worse and worse for him.
We have two more live ma-bim-bams, and then I think I'm just going to like fucking Lou Ferrigno my way out of this thing on stage.
I'm riding high today, ready to do a great show, because today, my oldest brother and I, along with Rachel and Amanda, who helped put on our live shows, when did a VR adventure where we fought some goblins and skeletons and spiders and stuff?
True.
And it absolutely ruled. Unfortunately, Griffin couldn't be there because he decided to have kids.
What a loser.
Today.
Today.
Yeah.
Big announcement. We're done it again.
I just wish Griffin could somehow experience it, Travis.
Oh my God, Justin, good news. We have video from it.
I can't. Excellent.
Can we just
wait
see?
To see this?
What? Why am I bloody?
Get it! Get it on my face!
Shit, guys, what is this?
Oh no!
Oh, come on! Ah!
Whoa!
Okay.
Yeah, right, I got so killed there. That's me getting killed by a big axe. If I was really in this situation, I would die. Many times
wow.
I learned, yeah.
You guys look so inactive. There
no,
we go.
Yeah, now we're going. Look, we're surrounded.
Yeah,
look at
how
we look.
The most nonchalant fantasy heroes of all time.
Well, Travis told us he figured out he could hurt guys just by wiggling it. So he started wiggling it more.
Please, you have to say wiggle his sword. You can't just say wiggling it. That video does not show the moment where I attempted to jump back from getting hit by a swinging axe and fully just went over a crouched down Amanda like she was half of a schoolyard bully push scenario.
Yeah.
You guys looked even cooler in the real life footage than in the video game footage.
Yeah, somehow, right?
And Griffin, let me tell you, the sweatiest I've ever been in my entire life.
Not surprising, even a little bit.
Yeah, the lady came in afterwards with the towel, and I was almost, please let me, I'll go clean my own equipment. Thank you so much. You shouldn't have to do this. This is an advice show. And we are going to take your questions and turn them alchemy-like into wisdom.
But first,
oh
fuck.
My God, really?
Papa's got a brand new game. Let's see it, boy. Welcome, everybody, to Portman Whoa, the hottest new game show with your host, Travis McElroy. That's me.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Can we stop the music?
Can we stop this? First of all, I hate this. He's been playing this game backstage with us. I hate to ruin it for you, but he's been calling it 0 degrees to Natalie Portman. And basically, he just says go, and then you have to say Natalie Portman.
As fast as you can.
Yeah, as fast as you can. It's like...
You don't even have to name a Natalie Portman movie. You just have to say
Natalie Portman.
So it's not going to be...
If you guys don't like it, why do you keep saying Natalie Portman so good?
Because I don't want to lose. I don't want to lose. Yeah.
Exactly.
As is always the case, Travis, your games are not my favorite games, but I will kick as much ass at them as I possibly can.
The original name, the name of this game was actually sometimes words sound like other words, the game.
Yeah.
But that did not test well.
No.
Yeah. So we changed that.
Unlike this... Which was universally beloved.
This got 100% test rate with myself.
Yeah, great.
I'm going to give you the clue.
Yeah.
And you're going to give me the portmanteau I am describing.
All right.
This is just your dirty games, but not dirty. This is like work of art, but not dirty.
I'm evolving as an artist.
Don't you mean as a fartist?
No, that's, Travis. The no, Justin, no, don't tempt.
No, that's puerile. And beneath me, this is Portman Woe.
I'm evolving as an artist. I'm getting worse.
Grow up.
Okay, you're right. Portman Woe, classy.
All right. Your first clue.
Yep.
What they would have called the park if Walt had written Mickey and Friends to be pickup artists?
Walt Disney World? This is not work of art. It's not work of art, and I'm really sorry, because it's probably not Walt Disney World.
It's not... No. Thank you.
Don't fucking buzz me, Paul!
Wait, so is it a...
Better be careful, Jess, or Paul's going to fucking buzz you.
On your own podcast, Griffin? That doesn't sound right.
This is my game show, not your podcast.
Okay.
Okay, great, man. Great energy. Okay. What they would have called the park... If it was for pickup artists instead of about Mickey Mouse.
No, Mickey and Friends were pickup artists, but yes.
God damn it.
Mysteryland?
It's a portmanteau.
Yeah, man. I got to tell you, Trav, work of fart was a lot cleaner.
I'm going to say it, and you're going to be like, Travis, you're actually a genius. That's great.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you want to hear the answer?
Is the answer, Travis, you're actually a genius? That's great, because I can get out ahead of that.
No, the answer is Disney World.
Disney World. Okay. You don't have to give him the correct answer. Like, he made the game. So, like, they don't throw a fucking parade for Ken Jennings every time he says what the answer is on Jeopardy. You know what I mean?
Technically, he says what the question is, but yeah.
Damn it.
Get him. Second, portmanteau.
Yeah.
Three podcasting brothers.
Hey.
Release a boxed pasta dish.
Whew. Release a boxed pasta dish?
A pasta dish in a box you can make for dinner.
My brother, and macaroni and cheese and me.
No.
Kraft Mackle brother and...
Oh, you were close.
Kraft?
No.
Fuck. Stop it! Mackle, brony, and cheese.
Judges? Yes, we'll give it to you. Macaroni and cheese.
Macaroni and cheese is like a
it's
third
literally
one.
Exactly what
no,
I said.
No, Travis said macaroni.
Macaroni.
You put in bro and put in another one. That's like a third joke in there, Griffin.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm so good at this game. Thank God.
Our final portmanteau. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Pleasuring oneself at top speed.
Fasturbating.
Yeah! Griffin wins!
Does he?
Thank you, that's been portmanteau with
awesome.
Your host, Travis McElroy.
No notes. In 2024, I finally discovered the difference between garbanzo beans and chickpeas. This information is so funny to me that I need to tell everyone I know. The problem is, in order for that difference to really hit home, the conversation needs to come up organically. There are friends I have been waiting a full year to tell, and no matter how many times I throw garbanzo beans and chickpeas into a conversation, they never wonder aloud what the difference is. How can I get people to ask me this question more often in a way that feels natural? That's from Bean Bud in Austin.
Are you here? Hello.
I don't know the difference.
Oh, well, I'll tell you. One's beans, one's peas.
I don't trust that.
No?
Sometimes they call things things that aren't things. Peanuts? No. They're legumes.
I don't think anyone colloquially sort of calls them legumes.
We talked backstage about how much it would delight us to, not for jokes, but just kind of wonder aloud what the difference is. Just to really torture you. I don't know why. It's the perfect opportunity, and I'm not going to ask.
I assume garbanzo beans are inherently cooler.
Yeah.
Like, when you see one, you're like, ooh.
Ooh, I bet that has a more fun name. Person who asked this question, would you feel comfortable coming up to the... We have a microphone, and usually we wait till the end of the show to do audience questions.
But it does feel...
Hold on, wait.
It feels a little bit like
If you don't want to do it, just remain silent.
Now, here they
completely,
come.
Completely
Are
fine.
You coming down? Okay, kick ass.
Now...
Okay, now wait, now wait. Now wait. Hello, what is your name? If you feel comfortable, give us your name.
Hello, my name is Jesse.
Hi, Jesse.
I'm going to set you up. You ready?
No, wait. You don't set Jesse up. Here's the thing.
They said they wanted the question.
I know, but we have to be talking about it, and Jesse's got to find the window, right?
You're right.
Okay, so we're going to be talking. Jesse, you'll know it when it comes, but you've got to be able to, okay?
Don't miss the window, too, because I swear to God, we are three straight white men. We will talk right over.
Okay. But
You have to work really hard to get a word in.
I got it.
Yeah, can you just...
Yeah,
can you
Justin.
Just,
can we, Justin, she... Then she left me. She said it was over.
Sad as that is, this hummus is delicious. I can't tell, though, if it's chickpeas or garbanzo beans.
Basically the same thing, right?
Yeah, there's no difference. It's basically a homonym, and that's the truth of the matter. Anyway, next conversation subject.
Yeah, I'm getting divorced.
So
actually, I can tell you the difference.
Wait, what?
Wait, between getting divorced and not getting divorced?
What kind of lonely life?
Do you remember a few minutes ago when we were talking about hummus? I think Jesse's referencing that instead of your divorce, which is clearly what we're talking about.
Yeah,
now.
I'm just trying to open up.
Jesse, read the fucking room.
All right, Trav, read.
No, but now I do need to know because this is what mine and Denise's major fight was about. The difference between garbanzo beans and chickpeas.
Go ahead, Travis. I told you you're just torturing yourself at this point, man. It doesn't matter what the difference
is. It does matter, Justin. It matters to me.
Go ahead, Jesse. He can take it.
The difference is I wouldn't pay to have a garbanzo bean on my face.
That's gonna do it for us,
Jesse. If we had known that what you were going to do would be the funniest thing that's gonna happen here tonight, we honestly probably would not have invited you to the microphone.
Yeah,
we definitely
would have kept that for ourselves.
62 more minutes of show.
We would not have put it at the top of the show, Jesse. That was fucking entrapment.
Jesse, you didn't put the punch... This wasn't an audience question that was submitted. You didn't put the punchline in there. You were just going to have these three dingleberries...
Jesse gave us all the clues. We walked right into Jesse's trap. Jesse gave us all the clues. We just sprang it. The perfect... It's like one of those locked room mysteries. Like, how is Jesse going to get out of this one?
All Jesse, right. I couldn't understand backstage... Why this would be such a... Get so stuck in your craw.
Yeah.
Why you would be waiting on fucking tenterhooks to illuminate what the difference is between these two. But now I absolutely and definitely and totally get it.
I'm a 41-year-old person who has been making comedy on the internet and existing on the internet for many years. And I don't know what it says about my level of naivete that when I saw this, I thought, the difference must be really interesting.
Jesse, just by a show of cheer, do you feel like you've gotten it out of your system now, though?
Wait. The anecdote has expanded, so you now have more on-roads, right? So now people just need to bring up podcasting or us, right?
And then you can be like, actually... embarrassing three cis white dudes.
Yeah, it's like, a funny story about that. Hold on 1 second. Yeah,
what's the difference between... this is going to seem like a tangent, but...
Thank you so much, Jesse. Fantastic. I am 31 years old, and I just bought my first house with my partner. At our housewarming party, my sister gifted us a 10-foot trampoline, fulfilling a longtime dream of being an adult that has their own trampoline to use whenever they want. We love our trampoline, but I find that I am not jumping on it as often as I had wished due to work or other adult-type things that ruin fun. Brothers, how do I make sure that I get in time to bring back the childlike wonder to my life that I so crave? That's from aspiring aerial adult in Austin, Texas.
Are you here? You're up high. That's appropriate. That works.
I don't want to seem like a downer, but I think 10 feet is too high for a trampoline to be.
Yeah,
that doesn't seem safe or regulation, honestly.
There's not a safe trampoline, guys. Like, you can pull one of those 2 inches off the ground. Like, life finds a way.
I guess that's true. Now, Griffin, are you a trampoline fan?
We have a trampoline at our house in D.C.
Hey, a smooth transition, Justin.
Yeah.
I call it a tramposition.
That doesn't make any fucking sense. And it is cool. Like, the kids wear themselves out on it, which I really like. But they also want me to jump on it sometimes. And I don't know how to tell them that as a 38-year-old man, like, stuff is looser inside of me than it is in them, and that if I bounce up and down too much, I feel stuff shifting around inside that is so hugely worrying, so troubling.
Yeah, I could bounce the wrong way on a trampoline, and it's just, that's it.
Your stomach
that's
flips
the ball game.
Over like an old dog, and then that's a wrap on juice.
Yeah, one of the organs ends up in the wrong place, and that's it.
It'll happen. It happens every day.
I think the solution to your problem is if the adult things in your life keep getting in the way of trampoline time,
yeah,
start to incorporate trampoline time into the adult things in your life. For example, important phone meeting or Zoom conversation, that could be done on a trampoline easy.
Yeah.
That's a powerful business intimidation tactic.
Is the laptop, like, resting on the trampoline?
You're popcorning it, baby.
You're just popcorning it up like, oh, one other thing, Derek. And we got itemized.
A romantic evening with a partner? That could be done on a trampoline. Easy.
How?
Yeah.
Explain what you just said, because it doesn't sound right to me.
Coordination. Lots of practice.
Yeah.
And a willingness to embarrass yourself.
That's cool. And important and grown up, Travis. Thanks for once again bringing...
But that's what romance is, isn't it?
Yeah, it's got its ups and downs.
Oh, wow, yeah. Well, we're doling out the high fives tonight, man.
It's like a Paul Hollywood handshake, but it's a Travis high five.
It's even more meaningful.
That's true.
Hey, we're all getting into some new stuff tonight, and I have a new segment that I would like to do for you guys.
I'm excited to hear it.
It's brand new, and to celebrate it, I had some extra time today, and I started messing around with like Canva, and I tried to do an intro and outro for it, and I'd like to show you the intro for it if I could.
Fuck yeah, man. Let's see it. Whoa. Who is that?
That's Shaq. Whoa!
Hi, welcome to Shaq Watch. Welcome to Shaq Watch. I'm Ace reporter Justin McElroy. I wanted to tell you guys about the latest and greatest in Shaq news, but there's honestly so much going on with Shaq right now that it actually
is. It's a great time to be Shaq.
It's a great time to be Shaq. It's an even better time to be a Shaq fan. Let's check in on our first story with the Shackalicious XL gummies.
Those are his shoes?
Those are no, Travis, those are gummies that look like Shaq's shoes. Are you kidding me right now with this? This is why Shaq won't come on the show. It's because of garbage like this. No, Travis, those are gummies that are shaped like Shaq's shoes. They're a new addition to the Shackalicious gummy line, and it's brand new. Like, it's just coming out right now. They're shoe-based on Shaq's shoes because he's also a shoe entrepreneur. We got three different flavors here, strawberry, mango, and lime. And they're crafted to match his O'Neal's appetite for bigger bites and bolder flavor. They're XL-sized sneaker-shaped gummies, and they're a tribute to his larger-than-life personality and legendary shoe size of 22.
So there's just three big gummies in that bag.
Can I say, as a purveyor of portmanteaus,
yeah,
Shackalicious tells me nothing about the quality. Yeah, it tastes like Shaq.
Following its launch in 2024, Shackalicious XL Gummies became Hershey's number one sweets launch of the year with over 11 million units sold. The line, including these new sneaker-shaped gummies, was ideated, developed, and taste-tested by the big man himself.
Developed? He was in the lab?
Shackalicious.
He was mixing it up?
Shackalicious started with big ideas. Make candy that's bold, fun, and full of flavor. Now we're stepping it up with sneaker-shaped gummies and three wild new flavors for gummy lovers everywhere, said Shaquille O'Neal. I've been a part of this from the start, from the flavors to the shapes. Yes, Shaq has helped come up with the shapes, which to this point have included a cactus, Shaq's face, a four-leaf clover, and now three shoes. Thank you, Shaq.
Not a Shaqtus?
What? Of all of those, I don't know why this is the one that's bumpy for me, but why a cactus?
Because it's...
A Shaqtus!
Because he's a big cactus and the big shamrock.
Shaqtus!
The big Shaqtus, man.
Thank you.
Okay, next story. Don't worry about Shaqaroni going away, guys, because Shaqaroni is now on the menu forever.
That's quite the promise, Shaquille O'Neal.
Shaquille O'Neal...
They couldn't get him a better sign?
It's official.
For the photo?
He made it himself. Shut up. Originally launched as a limited time offering in the summer of 2020, the Shaqaroni quickly became an item fans eagerly waited to enjoy year after year, thanks to its extra large size, extra cheese, and extra pepperoni. The Shaqaroni isn't just a pizza, it's a slam dunk, O'Neal said. I'm pumped that it's now here to stay. It's big, it's delicious, and it brings people together just like pizza should. To welcome Shaqaroni to the Papa John's core menu, O'Neal is sending Shaqaronis to organizations supporting important causes. Hopefully, it's more of a coupon deal. Instead of him taping them up in a box and mailing them to the Boys and Girls Club.
Here's 100 pizzas to say thank you.
The idea of it being eternally on the menu, I do have a problem with. One, it suggests that Papa John's will be around until the death of the universe. Which seems like they've weathered too many storms to achieve that.
That's an interesting point, Griffin. Here's another interesting point. Did you realize that until the end of his term, Shaquille O'Neal is currently the president of basketball?
Wait, true. Wait, what?
Yes, Reebok.
I didn't know that was a position to be held, Justin.
Yes,
I haven't been doing any effort towards campaigning.
Yes, unfortunately, in 2023, Reebok appointed Shaquille O'Neal to president of basketball. So he has two more years in his term by my math. Reebok, the iconic and irreverent sports culture brand, announced longtime brand partner and legendary Hall of Famer Shaquille O'Neal as the president of basketball.
If Reebok didn't give the other brands a chance to weigh in, it's not a presidency so much as a dictatorship.
That's true.
He has been declared. This was a basketball coup.
Yes.
Throughout his epic 19-year career, O'Neal redefined the dominant big man role. Tearing down backboards and racking... I bet they hate that.
Oh, for sure, man.
I bet they just hate the dickens out of that.
Because they have to stop the game and everything.
Yeah, even if they keep extra ones around, which only so many.
Right.
at a certain point, it does take a while to change out.
Yeah.
Now, how is Shaq using his incredible power as the president of basketball in this partnership with Reebok, you ask? In one of the most unhinged things I've ever seen in my entire life, Paul, let's see the shoes.
Huh.
What is...
Wait,
what's going
on? Wait.
Hold on.
Wait. What's going on in the bottom there?
I'm going to tell you.
My eyes keep darting around to different incredible details.
Right.
Right now, I'm stuck on the sneaker.
In the 1992, Pepsi partnered with Shaquille O'Neal and Reebok for the first time. A celebration of the man who was taking Orlando in the league by storm. Fast forward 32 years and Shaq is as buzzy as ever. Recently what? Showing love to Pepsi Minis with 90s icon Ski-Lo and having his magic number 32 raised to the rafters last week. Big Diesel continues to be at the center of sports culture. Now Pepsi is collaborating with Shaq on the Pepsi Sneaker Pepsi Sneaker custom-built Reebok pump Shaq's attack. Courtesy of
that's too many words.
That's a lot of words, man.
I'm not done. Okay, the name of it is Pepsi's collaborating with Shaq on the Pepsi Sneaker custom built Reebok pump Shaq attacks, courtesy of the shoe surgeon.
Yeah, I don't want anyone off the street cutting secret Pepsi holes into my shoes. I need someone who went to shoe medical school for 12 years.
Doctor, what's wrong with my spine? Well, let me see the bottom of your feet. This has happened a lot lately. Yep. There it is. Another Pepsi can.
These aren't just another pair of custom kicks, though. These are size 22 Reeboks. They're tailor-made for the larger-than-life Shaq, who loves Pepsi Minis so much, he wanted a sneaker be able to bring them with him to enjoy wherever he goes.
Okay.
So,
You try to board an airplane with one of these on your feet.
Here's the thing. This solves a problem that doesn't exist. How to get a can of Pepsi somewhere.
Right.
What it creates is a multitude of potential issues. There are so many things on the ground that would puncture a Pepsi can on the bottom of my shoe.
Sure.
And the idea of suddenly taking a step and... just Pepsi spraying all around me as I explain, listen, I was trying to sneak a can of Pepsi in the bottom of my shoe. I will go straight to prison. Thank you so much.
Is it a platform situation or like an internal high heel? Because the Pepsi is where foot traditionally goes.
Yeah.
No, this is the thing. He has a size 22 foot because the middle of it's concave. And all the extra foot went out to the sides.
Right.
With the help of the shoe surgeon, an original pair of Reebok Pump Shaq Attacks has been retrofitted to fit a full Pepsi mini can.
Is this a news story about one pair of shoes?
No, it's a feat only possible due to the mammoth size 22 shoe. The Pepsi Sneaker allows Shaq to tote around.
They just keep saying the shoe surgeon, by the way, and not giving any details as to what that could possibly mean.
Okay, listen, Trav, if you don't know who the shoe surgeon is going in, they are not going to be able to make you care about it right now. The Pepsi Sneaker allows Shaq to tote around a Pepsi mini can so that he can enjoy a crisp and refreshing sip of Pepsi or Pepsi Zero Sugar whenever the urge arises. Guys,
is he unaware of pockets?
If I fucking saw Shaquille O'Neal and we were just talking, he's like, hold on a second, old chap. And he's like, pops up his leg on top of his knee and he's like, and that's the opening of the shoe. That's just a shoe. And then there's another... That's the can.
That's cool. That's cool.
Pump action. He has to release the air.
Yeah, he has
that's
to...
cool that you think that's the sound that would make after walking around on your soda can all day. And not... Oh, God!
An additional 22 shoes will be available for fans to cop this week via a one-time Pepsi sweepstakes. Some of Shoe Surgeon's key features include... Reebok's iconic pump has been turned into the Pepsi globe. The colorway features Pepsi color palette. Pepsi has been a core part of my career since the moment I joined the NBA, says Shaquille O'Neal, president of basketball at Reebok. That's what he is listed as. My partnership...
It should probably be like an Irish accent because it's like O'Neal.
That would be... my partnership with Pepsi means... it's more like me now. Means so much to me because we're always out here having fun, innovating, bringing the noise. Now I'm pumped that I never have to be without my Pepsi mini cans. I think it really sucks that they put this press release out and not have one picture of Shaquille O'Neal holding a Pepsi Mini. I'm fucking furious.
Absolutely.
Paul, I need our best people on this to see if you can find me an image of Shaquille O'Neal holding a Pepsi Mini like me playing Dollhouse with my kids. Please. No, actually, Paul, don't waste your time with that because we have to move on to our next story. This one, Paul, I just want to Shaq watch the time. As part of Shaq watch, I want to Shaq watch the time that Shaq got pushed into a Christmas tree.
What? Chuck, don't cheat.
Yeah, don't cheat,
Chuck.
You just love Shaq watching Shaq get pushed into a Christmas tree.
Yes, I put it in the Shaq watch.
Yeah, no, it's great. We should have a button on our stage. Anytime we do a live show, we can press when the energy starts to flag.
And you get to see.
Can I also point out Shaq a clause once again?
Yeah, he can't be stopped. And last Shaq watch story. Do we have the image, Paul, of the Invicta is working with Shaquille O'Neal for a multi-year, multi-platform deal on his own line of watches.
Can I tell you
what? Says it right on the tin, man. That's great.
Freaking my bean, Justin.
What is it, Trav?
That watch looks big on Shaq.
Yeah, think about that for a second.
Yeah.
The tendons in his arm are actually stretching so badly right now. It's 35 pounds. He's doing everything he can to keep it off.
I'm trying to imagine how that would translate to my own dainty wrist.
Thanks for this week's Shaq Watch.
Thank you. To you.
My girlfriend is determined to teach me how to swim. I'm not interested in learning. She used to be a swimmer and even worked as a swim instructor for a while, so she thinks she can teach me. But I swear I sink like a rock anytime I get in the water. How can I convince her that I don't need to learn how to swim and that I just want to lounge by the side of the pool? That's from Dry Land Dweller in Dallas.
Are you here?
No!
We've been doing this for a long time. I have never heard two people shout in response to that question and one of them go, no!
What on God's green earth?
What the fuck is happening?
Okay.
Are you throat singer?
I want to try it again, okay? And just the one would be grand. Are you here? Hi.
Hi.
Hi, hello.
Tough to come back from that moment. Give us a moment to process.
I love to float around. I love to splash around. So this is a little bit hard for me to relate to, but I can't remember a time when I didn't float. I've always been very floaty. And that's my privilege, you know what I mean? And
Justin,
I've never really checked it.
Born floating and he'll die floating.
You know, we are born knowing how to swim. It's one of the best baby facts. You chuck a baby in there, he'll figure it out until a point.
No way! Don't chuck a baby in there.
No,
I'm not saying you should. Obviously, we do have an intro just for that, even though Dad is kind of turning it into a bit of a one-act play, and we maybe need to, like, bring it back a little bit.
That Travis is... says he's a sex worker thing in a way that made me.
Yeah, we don't need to turn it into a whole Noel Coward thing, man. We can just go ahead and say the intro, you know?
This is very personal for me because Teresa was a lifeguard and swimming instructor for many years, and I am not great at swimming. Good enough, I would say, to survive in the day-to-day scenarios I find myself in.
I don't think I've swimmed with you in forever, man.
I don't care for it. There's many things I can do that other people can't.
Sure.
It's fine. I'm better at cross stitch than Teresa is, and you don't hear me making a big deal about it.
Yeah, but wait. If Teresa falls into a cross stitching store, she won't die.
Yes, thank you, Griffin. Thank you.
There is a certain safety concern where that information will not become immediately life or death important.
When
for
I
your
was
life.
About 19, Justin and I went whitewater rafting with some of our friends. I went under the water. I've never been good at holding my holding my breath underwater without holding my nose. I went underwater, starts to go in my nose. I'm going all tossed around. And you know what thought crossed my mind? Well, this is death.
Yeah.
I was at peace, Griffin.
Yeah.
I was fine.
That
I wasn't struggling. And then a powerful hand reached down. It was my older brother, Justin, who grabbed the back of my life jacket, which was ineffective, and pulled me back basically up onto the boat. I learned then, Griffin, that I might not know how to swim, but other people will save me, and I better just rest on that.
Yeah, he did learn the wrong lesson, to be fair. Yeah, I don't think he got that.
And you gave Justin a great gift in giving him his own Schlitterbahn hero moment.
All I'm saying is if you fall in the water, there's always going to be someone else there to save you.
Not true at all. Demonstrably untrue. A lot of bad advice getting bandied about here this evening.
Throw your babies in the water, throw yourself in afterwards.
You're
going to be fine.
Yeah. You got to be careful with this podcast. It's often incorrect. A lot of people will want to forget that. Once a month, the restaurant I work for hires a professional knife sharpener. I'm a college student, and obviously I can't hire my own professional knife sharpener, so I need to figure out a way to get all my personal knives into work without anyone noticing. Also, how should I transport the aforementioned loose knives? That's from Doll in Dallas. Are you here? Okay,
Can I interest you in some Charles Barkley knife shoes? There's special shoes Charles Barkley made where you can fit 13 knives into them.
Do you remember his great...
But then what do you do with the 14th, Griffin?
Are there 14 knives? You carry that one in your hands, and people will look at you and say, I'm scared. You say, wait till you find out about my 13 knife shoes.
How are you at juggling?
I actually think exfiltrating the knives is harder than getting them in, right? Because, like, how do you explain to the knife sharpener, like, I'll put this one in this bag over here. Let me hold on to those.
Let me wet my beak with some of these sharp knives.
Do you think just out of politeness, you wouldn't put all of them in at once, right? They would be, like, in a groove sharpening, and you just kind of, like, slide one of your knives in when they're not really paying attention.
One for them, one for me. You don't understand. I got to whip my beak.
I know that working with dull knives is more dangerous than sharp knives, but I do think that smuggling dull knives in a big bag is probably safer than smuggling a big bag of very, very sharp knives.
You're going to need a big hunk of cork.
Ooh.
Trav, do you know how to do the thing where you run the knife along the stick? You know, the stick?
The strop.
Yeah, you know how to do that?
The old Sweeney Todd, as we call it in the business.
Yeah.
God, I hope that's not the vibe of the person who comes into your place and be like,
hey, Griffin, if you were good enough at sharpening knives that you were getting paid to do it, you don't think you're bringing a little of that heat in there?
Have you ever gotten a knife I've gotten a knife sharpened by a professional, like here in Austin at, I think, the Mueller Farmers Market on Sundays. There is someone who will sharpen your knives. And we would go for other stuff and obviously not knife sharpening. But after a while, I was like, yeah, I guess the knives are getting a little dull. Brought it in. I felt like I was in like fucking Skyrim, guys. It was so cool.
You know, as they're sharpening it and they say like the curve of the blade, like a lover. You know, that kind of vibe.
Yeah. Hold RT for a power attack against the Goblin King. Yeah.
The Goblin King like a lover.
Yes.
You know, you may not be able to afford a professional knife sharpener, but perhaps you go to the professional knife sharpener and you say, hello, I don't have the money to pay you, but if you are willing to take me as an apprentice, I will work underneath you and I will learn your ways. My heart is pure. And then you go to your boss like, hey, fuck this dude. He's charging $100 an hour. I will undercut him $20. No problem. You bump my pay up a little bit, like 5% a year. I'm a professional knife sharpener too. Okay.
But also, boss, not yet, because I did just start the apprenticeship. Yeah. Don't tell him.
Don't get rid of him yet, because I do need to learn all the tricks of the trade.
And when you see me come in with him, act like you don't know me, okay?
The knife sharpener's not going to complain about all the extra work because you know the knife sharpener takes all those extra metal scrapings home to make bonus knives.
I cannot imagine how much extra paprika the professional knife sharpener is putting on the sandwich to make it look like you need to pay someone to come and sharpen your knives for you. There must be a whole presentation about it that makes it seem worthwhile.
If I was a professional knife sharpener and I worked for a restaurant, I would get a really convincing disguise.
Yeah.
And then I would show up at that restaurant every day and just really abuse that knife as hard as I could. Just like have my own stone I'd try to cut up and then be like, this needs to be sharpened. And then sneak away because that's good business.
It would be great to have any kind of practical skill at all.
Yeah. Hi, everyone. We may sound a little bit different to you because we're coming from a magical space, a cyberspace, a square space, if you will.
We're on stage in San Antonio.
Yeah, but people don't need to, Griffin, they don't need to.
There's never been a better time to start using online. And Squarespace is the diving board you can use to get your face wet. In the water of it. Don't jump in now. Don't jump in. Don't say I'm going to take a back seat on these ads and then jump in. Don't wave your hand in front of your face like it's a fart.
Can I tell
smell.
You? Sometimes, Griffin, it's really hard to be the first one to speak. We all sat here for silence, and I was like, "We're in cyberspace," and you're like, "No, that's dumb." And then you started saying your thing, and then you said, "Use the diving board of Squarespace to get your face wet."
Yeah.
Okay, for the record,
and then Justin made a fart smell.
I wasn't
sound.
Making a PPU waving away. That was wafting. I was enjoying. No, that was a definite wave away.
It makes me so angry because every time
I
listen
to Fine Vintage,
when I listen to other podcasts, their ads are all like direct experience, and we've used Squarespace to make so many websites, and it is easy to make things that look like you know what you're doing.
Yes.
We could speak for hours about that of our direct experience, and yet we've done it.
Great to be that vulnerable, Griffin, to talk about how important Squarespace is to me.
We've explained so many times how great Squarespace is and how all the different templates are great. I think the best, most important thing we could do for Squarespace now is show how supportive they are of artists, which is what every time, like, that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to do art, and when Squarespace pays for it, that shows people that a company supports art.
It doesn't say this in the ad copy, but they should put, "We are single-handedly keeping my brother, and me, the podcast afloat."
That's true.
Thank you.
So head to squarespace.com/mybrother for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, use offer code mybrother, all one word, to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Please, they have been so supportive. It's time to give something back.
At the airport to fly out here, my young son wanted to play a tornado game on his iPad. And I'm not going to say the name of it for reasons that'll be clear later. But he wanted the poop tornado skin. But to do that, you had to either play or get a VIP membership for $6 a week.
A week?
A week for the poop tornado. And I was like, yeah, I'll remember to cancel that. Folks, I'm telling you right now, I'm not going to remember to cancel that. And that's why I depend on Rocket Money to catch all the $6 a week poop tornadoes that my 4-year-old son sneaks.
Justin, did you really want to spend $99 a week on Fidget Spin Poop Challenge? No, I don't.
I do not. Thank you so much, Rocket Money. I'm glad someone's paying attention to this stuff because I simply don't have the bandwidth.
I don't know who taught the kids the screen time password, but it wasn't Rocket Money.
No.
And Rocket Money, if you're listening, might I suggest a feature where when I sign up for one of those games for my kids and I'm looking at the button, you just know it and text me like, hey, it's Rocket Money. I got you.
Don't worry.
Don't worry, man. Go ahead and click the button. It says 7 days. I'm going to remind you in 6 days.
He'll be bored of the poop tornado in 15 minutes, and then I'm going to hit you up. Rocket Money doesn't just help you find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They do that, and they do it really well.
Do.
Thank you. And they do monitor your spending as well, and they can help you lower your bills so you can grow your savings. It shows you all your expenses all in one place, including all the subscriptions to Fart Piano and Fart Tornado you forgot about. and Rocket Money's going to help you cancel all of
those. Does the Fart Tornado come from playing Fart Piano too much and too fast?
Yes. Rocket Money's 5 million members have saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, with members saving up to $740 a year when they use all the app's premium features. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions and reach your financial goals faster with Rocket Money. Go to rocketmoney.com/mybrother today. That's rocketmoney.com/mybrother. One last time, rocketmoney.com/mybrother.
Hey, Alexis.
Hey, Ella.
What animal has the most teeth?
I would guess a shark.
A snail.
No, snails don't have teeth.
They have thousands, and they are freaky looking.
No, I don't want that to be true. Okay. Did you know that the hippocampus in your brain is named after the half-horse, half-fish sea creature found in Greek mythology?
I didn't know that, but we're meant to be doing animal trivia, and hippocampus isn't a real animal.
Well, that doesn't matter on Comfort Creatures.
You're right, it doesn't matter at all.
Comfort Creatures is a cozy show for lovers of animals of all shapes and sizes, real and unreal.
If that sounds like your cup of tea, then join us every Thursday for new episodes on MaximumFun.org.
Are you a celebrity? Are you searching for meaning, connection, and a little levity these days? Hi, I'm Kumail Nanjiani, actor, writer, and yes, a celebrity too. And I've got four words for you. Bullseye with Jesse Thorne. Are you tired of junkets, red carpets, sick of the endless spicy snacks you have to eat? Do you want to connect with someone who gets your work and laugh with you a little? Join me, Andre 3000, Tom Hanks, Tina Fey, and many more and become a guest on Bullseye with Jesse Thorne from NPR and Maximum Fun.
All right. We are going to call some folks down to the microphone. You should know where it is at. It's where Jesse lit our asses up earlier in the show. If we don't call you down, please don't come to the microphone. Hello. Angle the mic down and just talk right.
And if you want to give us your name and if you want to, your pronouns, and then give us your one-sentence question.
And or more sentences. You don't have to do
lots of sentences.
Hello.
Hi. My name is Alyssa. She, her.
Hi, Alyssa.
So my question is, how do I get my scientist colleague to unban horses from his research lab?
Okay. So obviously, Alyssa, this one, we have a heuristic set up on our email account to flag most horse-based content.
Of course. Yes, of course.
So you're going to need to explain to us, one, what kind of science is being performed here.
Honestly, can I be honest with you? We're not going to be able to help with this one. We are just kind of curious why the horses got banned in the first place.
Yes,
I'm going to be honest. Like, I just kind of want to hear how the horses got banned.
That is completely fair. We are psychologists.
Not what I was expecting, Alyssa, at all. I thought you were going to say, like, we're equine biologists of some sort.
Let Alyssa talk,
please.
So, I'm not... He's here with me, by the way.
Okay. Hey, unban horses. Hey. Done. Now go on.
Now what happened?
I said do it!
Okay, sorry. I need to hear what happened to get horses banned. Please go ahead. No, okay. Go ahead.
We'll meet after
it's
the show.
It's not in the podcast.
Outside.
Go ahead. Please stop, Travis. I just want to hear, please.
I think it's a series of events, but I think the instigating factor was we got in a discussion about horse video games.
Okay.
And
video games for horses?
Did you bring a horse into the lab?
No.
Oh, okay.
But I want to now.
Oh, man.
We got into a discussion about horse video games, and I won an argument that Red Dead Redemption 2 is a horse game.
Absolutely, yeah. It's a horse
yes.
game.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, sure.
And I think it made him so upset that he just had to ban horses. We can't talk about
horses. So you're
horses.
Not saying that physical, actual horses are banned. You're saying that, like, you can't talk about horses?
We can't talk about horses.
Well,
horses.
I don't care about that.
This is...
Alyssa, I care
I thought
lot.
You had a horse there.
I want to bring a horse in, but I can't
is
now.
It a and second I, floor I lab?
It is a on the fourth floor.
Then
fourth floor?
Hey, then you're not allowed to bring horses.
You can't bring horses a fourth floor anywhere. Horses talk about four floors the way that we talk about genies.
But
you know, like they don't believe in them. It's like a magical thing they heard from a friend.
There is no method of getting the horse up there that the horse would enjoy.
Alyssa. We have large elevators. We can do it.
So you're telling me you put a horse...
No. The scientists who banned horses can't be like, we have a freight elevator. We could get a fucking horse in there if we wanted to.
You're not in a podcast. History has forgotten your perspective.
You might have an elevator large enough for a horse, but there is no amount of arguing you could do that would convince me that if you put a horse on an elevator and once it started going, the horse would think, yeah, I'm fine with this.
Yeah, this is great. I'm going
this
which
is
way?
Not a weird experience at all
Sorry,
for me.
Sorry, which way am I going? Up? That's crazy. I've never gone up before.
I didn't know there was an up.
That's fair, but I mean, horses deserve to have careers in STEM as well.
Yeah, but Alyssa...
Yeah, we sent a horse to college. We get it. Yeah.
Don't lecture to us about horses in education.
Alyssa, I apologize if we lashed out at you. There was much discussion backstage of just like, how did a horse get in there? And how many Erlenmeyer flasks did they trample beneath their mighty hooves?
Maybe
it was a thing where the horse walked up to the blackboard where there was a problem that your partner couldn't solve, and then the horse did it and then went back to being a janitor, and they were like, holy shit, it's Goodwill Horsing is a movie I'm working on. And
So if we had known it was on the fourth floor, we would have never taken this question, because obviously you can't have a horse on the fourth floor. I hope you understand. Thank you so much for your time. Did that help?
Maybe.
Yes, yeah, okay, fair enough.
I mean,
I'll
Justin
take
was
it.
Right, then.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Alyssa.
Thank you, Alyssa.
Hello.
Hello, I'm Nora, she, her pronouns.
Hi,
I'm
Nora.
How can we help?
At one point, do I tell my mom that it took me 10 years to finish college, not 4?
Okay, I would suggest that you are already working at a 6-year deficit, right? The clock is definitely ticking, because we are 6 years behind the time when this news would need to get delivered, right?
How long has it been since you actually graduated college?
1 year.
Okay. So that's seven years total. What does your mom think you were doing for that extra 6 years?
Working.
Were you, but getting you weren't a... working?
I was working, yes.
Okay. Well, that's no problem. Were you working on a surprise gift degree for your mom in secret? Like, that's why you couldn't tell her, like, at Christmas when you can't tell your parents the pottery you're making? Because it's a surprise gift? Was this degree maybe a surprise gift for your mom?
I don't think they let you go to college for someone else.
It's just, Griffin, it's just an idea, man.
How did this become a ruse that you deliver? Was there a junction where you were like, they were like, hey, congratulations. And you were like, oh, fuck, thanks. And then for 7 years, you just kind of had to spin those plates.
So I was supposed to graduate in December of 2018, but I walked in May of 2018 because they don't have official graduations in December.
Sure.
So, and then I didn't graduate in December of 2018. My whole family went to this graduation ceremony.
Oh my God.
No, wait, hold on.
Did you walk?
I walked.
Oh, that's good. That's way better.
Guess what, Nora? You did graduate.
Yeah, Nora, I don't know how to tell you this, but like, and this is something I feel like we as a culture do not talk about. Going to a graduation ceremony for someone else is the most self-sacrificial thing you can do for another human being. I would rather go to a funeral or a wedding or anything than a graduation. You know how long it's going to take? Nobody knows.
Yes.
And unlike a wedding, I don't know most of the people it centers on.
They pull into hour 3 and you're still there. And you know when they're going to stop? When they get to ZZZ, that's when.
Yeah, and at funerals, they don't make you watch them bury like 200 other people first.
200 strangers and one person you give a shit about, honestly.
And they say, like, don't cry until we get to the end, so that we kind of cry for everyone all together.
I had to go to Riley's law school graduation. Double dip much? I went and saw you graduate college, pal. Come on.
So
you
was
gotta
it,
choose.
Was it a thing where you needed, like, one more credit, and then you just said, I'll get to it after the next leap year
and a
half?
What was the last thing? Was there one dangling thing? For me, it was Spanish. I failed Spanish, and I had to go to college for 5 years.
Yeah, I had one credit left. And
it took you, Nora, no, I'm sorry.
One class, sorry.
What's the last credit?
I had to take U.S. history.
Yeah. Oh, I can see why you wouldn't want to engage in that during that time period.
Yeah, for sure.
Blame, yeah, 2018 to now.
That is very much like the snakes at the pet shop in Pee-wee's Big Adventure. Of like, oh, U.S. history, I'll get to you.
It's going to get easier, right? There's going to be a time where that... No!
No! Was there... How often did you feel like you had to lie about sort of your collegiate experience while talking to your mother?
Whenever she was around, when people asked me why I came to Austin.
Okay, that seems like something that would come up from time to time. Yeah.
Well,
it's not an issue now, right?
She has, no, she still doesn't know.
Hey, guess what, Nora? Oh, off the hook. It doesn't matter. You don't ever have to tell her. It's done. She was there when you graduated. This is never going to come up again. You're off the hook. Tell her on her deathbed.
Listen. What you got to do is play this podcast for her. She's going to be laughing so hard.
Yeah,
when we get it this far, it's going to be like,
starstruck.
Oh, you. Yeah, it's going to be starstruck.
Does she like Shaq?
Not a big Shaq fan. Loves Jesse, though. It was contended for Jesse early in the show.
Alyssa, I think you're in the clear. I think you're fine.
Okay,
I think
great.
You could bring it up like a... And by the way, I didn't even graduate back then.
You remember.
Not an issue.
Yeah, you try to actually mention it in passing.
Yeah, no
you
problem.
Remember.
I thought I told you. Does that help?
So, yes, it does, because I should casually gaslight her.
No.
God, no. When you put it that
it's
way...
It's actually called... Nora, it's called Shaq lighting now.
We don't. He hates
he
that.
He took it over.
He asked that we not do that. Does that help?
It does. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Nora.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm Carson. She, her pronouns.
Hi, Carson.
And my
Carson?
Question is, how do I break a streetlight without going to jail?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
we had some debate about this.
Yeah, so we kind of just wanted to know why you want to break a streetlight, Carson.
So it's in front of our house, and we've lived there for 3 years. My husband's up in the balcony, way up there.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up?
That's Will. And
I thought you meant lived on the balcony of your house. Sorry. I missed a He's few up there. Words in there, I think.
He stares at the streetlight like a moth all day and night.
He lives on the balcony. He knows what he did.
He keeps reaching for it, and I'm like, no, it's hot. You'll fall. Don't.
This is why I need it broken.
Yeah, he just loves this streetlight. So is it a nuisance streetlight?
It is like a sun in front of our house, and okay. We had to get blackout curtains for the entire front of our house, and it's still hard to sleep. There was 1 month that it was broken, and it was the best month of my life.
Yeah.
But what about all the crimes that you will be subjected to when there is darkness surrounding your home?
Don't
you
worry.
You just made yourself... a massive target.
You got
that's definitely the house I'm going to. The one that broke out their own streetlight. Yeah, I doubt they got ADT, man.
Are you under the protective umbrella of a moon tower? Because that's gonna cover you from any ne'er do wells as long as the moon tower is illuminated.
You don't need to break it.
Okay.
You need to shimmy up there with some reflectors. You're going to shape the way the light shines.
Yeah.
Into a perfect spotlight.
Yeah.
On your front porch, that there's like okay. No crime here, but not your windows.
Okay. Carson, I have two questions. Is it illegal to throw rocks, yes or no?
No.
Okay, is it illegal to make mistakes, yes or no?
No, it's not illegal.
Okay, so it seems like you could, if you threw enough rocks for fun... You might eventually make a mistake that is, we've all agreed, perfectly legal.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. I am a police officer trotting up to your house on a big
I sat through
horse.
A law school graduation for 3 hours, folks.
Sure.
I know my ways around the law.
I just
okay?
want to hear, Justin, if an officer does pull up and is like, hey, we've had reports that you've been throwing 100 rocks out of your
I'm not talking to you. I don't know who threw the rock.
You could also just
Carson didn't throw the rock.
Wait, are you Carson's lawyer now?
Yeah, no, I'm across the street. Like, I don't know who threw it. Wasn't Carson.
Yeah, make everybody on the street throw a rock and nobody can pin
it
on anyone.
I am Carcinicus. I threw the stone. I, Mrs. McGinty, threw it. We all hate the light.
Just shimmy up there and put in a lower wattage ball.
That's nice, Carson.
Yeah, just put like a 40 watt up there.
Put
still a little bit of light, but not too much.
Put in one of those smart bulbs.
Yeah, there you go. You can change the color from your house.
That way your house can get robbed in a nice Christmassy light.
Everyone in the neighborhood can be like, oh, looks like they're watching a scary movie tonight.
No, I hear screaming from that house for Halloween. No, that's just Carson getting robbed again. Carson, does that help?
That helps.
Thank you so much,
yay!
Carson.
Hey, everybody.
Hey. Thank you all so again. Thank you for coming to see us. Thank you to the Paramount once again for having us. It's a genuine honor to be back here. Thank you to Paul and Amanda and Rachel. And
thank you to wonderful Rachel McElroy and Griffin McElroy.
Thank you.
Thank you to our dad, Clint.
Thank you to our dad, Clint, who is right now watching our kids back at the hotel because he's a sweet man and a great grandpa.
And thank you to John Barlow for this amazing poster, making us look cool.
We signed some of them. Again, I do believe we are sold out of the Paul Sabor Memorial Canned Food Drive Challenge coins, but you can still donate some money to the Hope Food Pantry Austin out in the lobby. Thank you to Montaigne for the use of our theme song, My Life is Better With You. It is a great track, and
I've got a fear here.
Yeah, I would love for you to read this final fear here in 20 Thunder Drive.
This year, I will be faster than my fear that any of the minions will be killed off in future movies.
My name is Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This has been my brother, and me. Please kiss your dad square on the lips.
Maximum Fun,
a worker-owned network
of artist-owned shows,
supported
directly
by you.